This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk radio review, a roundup of some of the thoughts that important talk radio personalities have regarding the lists that are provided to us each week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Rich McFadden from Radio America joining us as well. As we look at the nine of the 10 items here. I don't know that I think number 10 is the UAW scandal. That is the, have you heard about this? I don't know how many of you have car plants in your districts, but basically the fact that, that Chrysler sort of pushed General Motors to be first in the negotiations.
Well. Doug, it's Fiat Chrysler now, and I don't think bribery is illegal in Italy, is it? So they can do this.
They can do it. Right. Yeah,
well,
that's it.
This is really good. I mean, GM sued Fiat Chrysler Wednesday, and GM says it bribed the UAW officials in contract negotiations to get a leg up on GM over
Chrysler,
the last 10 years.
Not General Motors. Yeah, it was Chrysler.
Yeah. GM sued Fiat Chrysler. And then just hours later, the UAW's president resigned as the UAW was trying to boot him out. Now, there's some great detail here. The Fiat Chrysler and union leaders were siphoning off millions of dollars, allegedly, some of which was meant for a training center, to pay for Rolex watches, personal travel, and meals. One guy at Fiat Chrysler, with a great name, a wonderful Italian name, called
Iacobelli.
There's a rule that people with Iacobelli last names can do whatever they want, I think.
Apparently he did, because he approved $1.2 million in spending to buy a $350,000 Ferrari and pay for renovations at his home in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Oh, sweet. All right, so here's another one.
Like it sounds like monkey business as usual with the unions, although he did overpay for the Ferrari.
No, he's a Chrysler.
$100,000, yeah.
This guy's a Chrysler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I want to lay something else on you, all of you, because this sounds to me, I have been told, don't know, it's like a lot of other things you get told, I have inside sources that say that Wayne LaPierre at the National Rifle Association is guilty of a lot of the same things. You'll recall that earlier in the year he had a fight with Oliver North, and North apparently had the goods on him with regard to inappropriate spending. They presented it different ways because they disagreed on policy, supposedly, but apparently LaPierre has so much power, yields so much influence there, that he can do pretty much as it's like he's a god. It's like there's like nothing can touch this guy. Now, I don't know if these accusations are true or not, but it really piqued. I wouldn't have talked about it except what you just said about the people in the UAW sort of piqued my, went back to my mind and said, oh, yeah, there's a story about Wayne LaPierre floating around. But, you know, these people that get into, the point is, people that get into power, whether it's these organizations like unions, that are so corrupted and corruptible, or organizations like the NRA that are so untouchable for whatever the reason, people that are in charge can do pretty much whatever they want. And
that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Doug, it's a great point. Look, Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, that's also in your top ten as well. That's about bribery and corruption as well, right?
Right. Well, he's a Trump clone, apparently. That's what some are saying. And then there's Boris Johnson. Wow. When is he going to get indicted, Victoria? He would be next, right? Isn't he corrupt?
Well, he allegedly has a friend, and maybe more than one friend, an American lady with whom he had deals and siphoned business to her, let's put it that way.
We're talking about Boris, not Netanyahu, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. Okay, so there you have it. Jennifer, you got any good scandals that you want to bring us up to date on? We've got to have some good scandals.
Talk about Hunter Biden, should we? I mean, that's
sure.
Jeffrey Epstein, that's a good scandal.
Yeah. All right, number four this week.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, Epstein. Prince Andrew. What a clown. Is he that? Nobody ever thought he was that smart anyway, but apparently he's just dumb. Can he be that dull?
I think he thought he could escape it, and all it took were a couple of questions to press him, and he made a fool of himself in that interview. The Queen has told him, you're relieved, honey. You can go do what you need to do, because he's not going to be doing royal duty, but now he's going to have to talk to the FBI, because he had a meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the groomer for Jeffrey Epstein, back in June. So a lot of questions to be answered. And those guards that were charged this past week for negligence, basically, and falsifying records, they're also now saying that they're ready to speak out and tell their stories. So it should be interesting. The story's
ready
not over
sing.
Yet.
Can they sing in the key of C? Singing guards.
He was fired on Wednesday by the Queen.
Yeah.
He was fired. And Judy has... He not only had his duties removed, which is unprecedented, he had his money removed. He had his yearly stipend removed by the Queen. And
so
the Queen was
work?
In
he's
consultation.
He's going to get a job in Harrods or something? What's he going to do?
Well, it's going to be interesting for him. He also had... she also was in consultation with Prince Charles over this the night before, which is also interesting. And Prince Charles has wanted Andrew booted for years because of the Epstein scandal. No, because of the Epstein scandal. Oh. He has felt for 4 or 5 years that this was damaging to the royal family.
But do they get along is the question, like the kids.
Do they get along? I don't think they get along that well. Andrew is not well liked. Andrew is difficult to get along with. He's not well liked generally. He's not even liked as a patron of his charity.
Arrogant dummy. He's a dummy.
He's not so much that he's a dummy. He is arrogant.
Mommy, I told you I was a good boy. Do you think that Charles was like kissing up to the Queen saying,
no, I
was
no,
knew
I,
it
no,
was
I,
no good.
Charles was looking out for the future of the firm, as they call themselves.
Right. Yeah, family business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's, and by the way, Epstein is still dead, I think, right? Sheets still got stains
maybe.
And stuff on.
Who knows?
And those, the guards, what are they going to do with the guards? They're under indictment.
They're going to talk. They want to tell their story.
Guards are in trouble.
Yes, they are. Okay, so let's go back to the list here a little bit. Number nine, the Mexicans who have sued Walmart. What? I don't know, I shouldn't probably chuckle about this, but it seems rather strange. Whenever I see anybody from Mexico taking exception to things that we do here, it sort of gives me pause to think, are they really that out of touch? But this is... So, I mean, the system allows them to do this. What's the outcome, though, will be the question, the outcome of this suit. Everybody familiar with the circumstances? Jennifer?
I just say that the lawsuit just says they're suing because Walmart didn't take reasonable, necessary measures to protect its customers. What kind of measures? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what kind?
Need
do they
a machine gun
to
at the door of the Walmart. That's what you need. Keep the bad guys out.
On the roof with snipers.
So if that's the case, you can sue any store for not protecting its customers if something bad happens inside the store, right?
Of course you can, but the question is, can you sue successfully?
Ah, there's the question, and there's the rub. All right, number eight, healthcare reform. all kinds of things, immigration reform. What is going on with the wall? Anybody know what the latest status is? Nobody talks about the wall anymore, right? Is it getting funded? Is it money coming out of the Pentagon budget? Wasn't there some lawsuit to keep the money from coming from some source that Trump wanted to use?
You have a number of attorneys general around the country, and even ours here in Delaware, I guess because she's a Democrat, who have been suing over the wall, even if it doesn't affect them. I think what's notable that's being missed here is that ever since Trump had that head-to-head dust-up with Mexico, they're actually abiding by cracking down on illegal immigration, and illegal immigration is down about 39% right now.
Because Mexico's actually doing their job and not just letting people kind of flow in.
All right, there are pieces of the wall has stopped.
No, I think it's still ongoing. The money has been allocated, so it's still allocated from the Pentagon. But I think there were some lawsuits trying to take that away. So there's probably a lot of court cases going on. But I know in San Diego, for instance, they're rebuilding a lot of pieces of wall that were crumbling, and that's kind of what they're working on right now in California.
The wall is crumbling. All right, Filmer 11. That's this is. You know, when I think about the wall, Victoria, I think about that wall. Remember, we walked when we were in Belfast in April, and we walked that wall. Every time I think about our wall here, I think about what we saw. Victoria and I and a few other talk radio folks took a trip to Ireland in April, and we walked the wall that now is more in the focus because of what's going on with Brexit. But I remember on one side. It seemed like there was promise, and it seemed like there was a lot of positivity. And then you look on the other side of the wall. We will never forget. The stuff that kind of comes when you build a wall. You think it would be better in Belfast if there was no wall at all, or is that an example? Remember what happened when the wall came down at the Brandenburg Gate in Germany, in Berlin.
I think it would be better if there was no wall. There were very different messages written on that wall because there were also people who were talking about love and unity and peace, and then there were the we will never forget. So there were very different messages.
Yeah, they were.
Prosperous
on the other side, too. That was obvious when you look around. This is the Talk Radio Review.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Wow.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have 2 years Jones here along with lifer Rick. Victoria Jones, we just talked about how long we some of us
we
have lasted.
We don't need to go into the details
stations.
Here.
Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company in the District of Columbia. Rick Jensen, WDEL, in the District of Wilmington, Delaware. Here on the air, I'm Doug Steffen. The stories we're going through are the ones that are charted by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. They review talk radio programs, hosts, and stations that are doing the news talk thing. Number 7, a focus on our economy. It seems that the naysayers don't have it at the moment, as much as people are trying to see if they can denigrate the situation, so it looks bad for Trump. This is one area, whether he's really responsible for it or not, that may be the argument. He'll take credit for it, which is what every president does if the economy is good, but you see them running away from it. If the economy is bad, oops, not my fault, I didn't do it, it was him.
Hey, I have a question for the panel here. What do you think the over-under is on this bill sponsored by two Republicans that says if you don't pass a bill in April for the budget, if you don't pass a spending bill in April, you don't get paid as a congressperson?
Good! Hooray!
I know, right?
Ha, ha, ha.
That's true, but I'm wondering, okay, what's the over-under? And I'm thinking maybe those two would be the only ones to vote for it.
Isn't there this week there was a budget extension deal? Most people don't realize because of all the nonsense. I don't think it's been talked about very much this week, has it? With all the nonsense regarding impeachment, taking all the oxygen out of the rooms. So this is something that's important because it shows how these people, this is the focus that we don't have. And I say this to a lot of my brethren who spend so much time talking about this impeachment. We're not talking about the real workings. The wheels are coming off, and nobody's talking about the wheels coming off. The people in Congress are not doing their damn job. They're not passing. There hasn't been a budget for how long?
This was very difficult to negotiate. I know I'm defending, the indefensible, but it was very difficult to negotiate this. they were able to negotiate it. Yes, it's short term, but that was hard enough. And Trump signed it, and it wasn't at all clear that he would, and he did. So it's done. Yes, it's short term. No, we don't know if the next one's going to get done. But yes, the lights are on.
Yeah, such nonsense. Here, all these people are getting all this money, and they don't do their job. One of the things with the impeachment hearing is that when it goes to the Senate, all those senators who are out on the road running, let's see, Warren, Kamala Harris, Old Man Winter in Vermont. Let's see, who else? How many other? Are there any other senators? That's those three, right? Those people are going to have to go. They have to, when the hearings get to the Senate, they have to be there. They can't be on the road. It is required that they be there. So they'll have to put their campaigns on hold. Thus cometh Michael Bloomberg into the vacuum. These people can't be there, can't be running, and Michael Bloomberg runs in, says, "Here I am! Vote for me!" What do we think of that scenario, Victoria?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that he's going to gain that much momentum.
I know, you keep saying that. I think he is going to gain a lot of momentum.
I think Deval Patrick's going to be more attractive.
Oh, for God's sakes. Nobody even knows who he is. He was a terrible governor in Massachusetts. Why would anybody pay any attention to Deval Patrick, please?
That's true. But look at Mayor Pete Buttigieg's numbers. 25% right now in New Hampshire. Yeah. And Iowa, for crying out loud. You got the Iowa caucus coming up, and he's nailing it.
New ideas. Well. Yeah, new faces, yeah, new ideas. People want that. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review.
This is sponsored by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. In 2018, a motor vehicle was stolen every 42.2 seconds in the United States. Those thefts, when added together, resulted in a $6.3 billion loss. This level of theft has not been seen since 1967. Frank Scafidi, Public Affairs Director, National Insurance Crime Bureau, discusses tips to protect your vehicle.
Many thefts occur because owners forget to lock their cars or remove their keys or fobs, making it easy for thieves. Invest in a security device that is visible or audible, and consider installing a kill switch or fuel cutoff, because if your vehicle can't be started, it can't be stolen.
Lastly, invest in a tracking device that emits a signal to the police or to a monitoring station. Some systems employ telematics, which combine GPS and wireless technologies that will alert the owner if the vehicle has been moved and can be tracked via computer. To learn more safety tips, visit NICB.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been asked to resign, and there's three different reasons as to why. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he asked Spencer to leave because he bypassed chain of command and talked with the White House to quietly resolve Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's demotion. President Trump is tweeting that large cost overruns contributed to Spencer's firing. Spencer himself has released a letter. He says he was fired because of his refusal to follow an order that he thought would violate good order and discipline, saying it was unethical. Some winter weather is forecast for this weekend in the Midwest and Northeast. AAA's Jeanette Casolano.
We recommend leaving any day other than Wednesday. Wednesday is definitely going to be the worst, especially between the 2 and 7 p.m. time period, depending on which city you're in.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Now it's time for us to continue the review of the hot hits in talk radio, charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find these stories and the people list every single week. Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. They're listening and we're learning about what's going on. We've had over the years a tradition. This program has actually been on the air for almost as long as Talkers has been in existence, 26, 27 years of talking about what people are talking about. Pretty cool, huh? We had this idea of doing, this is an idea. I give Casey credit for this, because when the countdowns, the music countdown started in the early 70s, this became a big weekend deal. So when we all started our the glorification of talk back in the 80s, and I started my national program in October of 88, and Michael Harrison started Target Magazine in 89. So this has been on, we started this program in 1990, 91, somewhere in there. And each week we've had an overview of the stories that are important. And interesting, when you go back over the lists, how common depending, it's like a cycle. I guess you could expect that. Maybe we have that in our lives. How common, it's like the seasons, like the days we do our routine. And some of this stuff almost becomes routine. The impeachment, I'm sad to say, is becoming America's way or politicians' way of getting rid of people they don't like. Which, I think, in frankly, fairness to everybody who doesn't think there should be impeachment, I'm one of them. It's an abuse of power, abuse of the system. But more importantly, you're being abused because these phonies that are all over the impeachment thing, they're not doing their job. They can tell you they're doing their job, but they're supposed to represent you. How many districts, congressional districts in the country, do you think really want to see Trump impeached? Is there a number anywhere that is affixed to that? I'd be curious to know. Victoria Jones here with the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. McFadden's lurking around someplace. The business about who's doing a job. And maybe the second part, maybe Rick and Victoria, the second, the B underneath this is, why do people run for president? Do you think, or any public office, do you think they really want to serve? How many people, I was just thinking of Buttigieg, and what I think is an earnest attempt on his part, whether you like him or you don't, I think he really does want to serve or do good. I think some politicians want to. But if you look at that bunch of clowns on the stage this past week in the Democratic debate, how many of them do you really think want to serve you and serve the American people rather than serve themselves? Really? How many of them?
That's one or two or three.
That's
a good point. No, it's a good point. And to your question about constituencies, Adam Schiff, as I recall,
he's largely because he's not serving the people in his district, unless you really hate Trump so much that that's all you talk about and think about.
Well, his job is to be chair of the intelligence.
No, his job is to serve the people in his district in Los Angeles who elected him.
He's also on the Intelligence Committee, and if you are on committees when you're a member of Congress. That's part of your job, and he's chair of the Intelligence Committee.
I truly believe he was elected to do this. Here's why. When he was running for, he ran against a Republican who was very integral to the Clinton. Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was a big part of his campaign. Hey, we got to beat these guys. They're impeaching our guy. And go ahead and vote for me. So they did. Now, he's a lawyer. He has experience. He has led the impeachment of two federal judges. And I believe this is what he was elected for, not only by the Democrats who supported him in the party, but also by his constituency.
Really? Okay. McFadden, what do you think?
I think what happens here is, you can't win, so you have to cheat. And this is the way everybody cheats now, is if I can't beat you fair and square, I'm going to use my government to wrangle some kind of a deal where I get you impeached, thrown out. It's bullying. It's all it is. My son went to, he's a sophomore in his high school, and he went to a Republican meeting the other day for the Republican club.
Huh.
And I said, how was it? And he said, it was fine. And I said, what did they talk about? And he's like, this and that and this and that and impeachment and everything. I was like, what'd they say? And he said, well, the guy running the Republican club said basically that the Republicans are defense lawyers and the Democrats are kids trying to get something out of their teachers. And I said, that's pretty close.
Really?
So congratulations to the Republican club. They got it.
All right, that's a good story.
I wish I could vote tomorrow. This is the. Do you know how much money Trump is raising? Do you know how much money on the days when they have
spend
the testimony?
$6 billion just in advertising alone in the next year. These people running for office. $6 billion.
The Democrats don't realize what a windfall this is for Trump's campaign. He raises about $500,000 a day on a regular day, just any other day when nothing's going on, right? On any day that there are impeachment hearings, they raised $3 million. And that's in small money.
Uh-huh. Well, remember when the Republicans used to use Hillary as the face of their fundraising campaigns. Any of these groups that wanted to raise dough, all they'd do is claim Hillary's going to do this or that or the other thing, and the money flew into the coffers. It becomes kind of...
And we're all tools. Every single one of us is a tool.
Of course. That's why I go back to what I said a few minutes ago about who really is in there to serve the public good and necessity rather than serve themselves. You look at these people who run for office. They have campaign contributions coming in every day. They run events every week. There are plenty of people who have been in Congress who have told me, and maybe you, all of you, that they spent 40% of their time on the phone trying to raise money so they could get reelected. That's what they do. Have a fundraiser this week. Have a fundraiser next month. It's all about the money.
And look up the 60 Minutes piece where it shows all of the congressmen and senators taking a few hours out of every single day to walk around the corner to the DNC or the RNC fundraising headquarters, where they sit in a cubicle and they have a list of people that they need to call with a script. And every day they are required to do that.
Yeah. Pretty sick. And then there's the story about a fellow who I knew when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg in Northwest Ohio. He was our congressman, and fortunately he passed away while he was still sitting in Congress. He'd been unopposed. He'd been in 16 terms or something and unopposed in 14 of them. But still, he had every year he had his fundraisers. When he died, this is a congressman, had $6.3 million in his campaign war chest, and the money went to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Wow.
I mean, that's what happens when you get to the bottom line.
Of course, all these
fundraisers that these politicians have, what do you think they do with the money?
Well, the fundraising that ends up going to family members, that is outrageous, and that is more common than we know.
It is. That's right. Yeah.
You know what I want you to ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman later when you talk to him on the countdown?
All right, Richie, I'll make a note here. What do you want me to ask him?
I want to know, since Congress and Senate will not impose term limits on themselves, right, because obviously it's not in their best interest, is there any way that we can go through the judicial branch, or to how do we, the people, get the Senate and the Congress?
You've got to have a constitutional convention and change the rules in the...
They won't do it themselves. We need to figure out a way to do it.
No. I think you'd find the Congress. I'll ask him, though. We'll see what...
There's got to be a way that we the people can sue to get term limits.
We the people on the Talk Radio Review. It's 43 past the hour. Here's a breakthrough. Breakthrough in terms of technology. This is simple technology using a high concentration of collagen protein. The folks at Calitrin have come up with a way for you to defend yourself against you. That is, against your appetite, against all of the treats that you're going to have waved in front of you starting next week at Thanksgiving and going through the Christmas parties, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day. Eat, eat, eat. Yum, yum, yum. Fat, fat, fat. So, what do we do to target those fat cells? That's what collagen does, the protein in your body that actually is the essential active ingredient in making healthy, lean muscle. Push out the fat, lose the weight. This is the most fabulous product. It works. It's easy. It's all natural. Take it every night before you go to bed. But you got to stay on the program, not to lose the weight. You can lose the weight over a three-month period. But if you want to keep it off, then you keep on the program to jumpstart the production of collagen in your own body. That's what you want. You made it when you were younger. Your body stops making it, but you introduce this as a supplement, and then your body starts making collagen again. Calitrin is the cat's meow. I say that for Victoria Jones' benefit because she loves cats. Lose weight, the effective, honorable way. It is easy enough, but you got to stick with it. Every night you take the four capsules and then let it do its work on your body while you're asleep. Check it all out at Calitrin, Calotren, Calitrin.com, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off safely. Top Loss.com or Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for a special deal and free shipping. You get the product and you use it well, and you'll be thanking me come next year when you look really swell. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV to get yourself onto the program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
All right, so I got a countdown extra here that I want to pursue with Victoria, especially, and with Rick. There's an announcement that thousands of pounds of salad have been recalled because of E. coli. I don't talk much about this stuff on this program because it doesn't usually make the top 10, but because this is so egregious, and because I know kind of from whence I come as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I know the basics of E. coli and Salmonella, Listeria, all the things that enter into you buying packaged salad fixins. And that's kind of, it can happen with anything, but mostly it happens with salads that aren't cleaned off well. They're put in these packages, they're sealed up, and so the stuff in there grows and festers, and then you open it up and you go, oh, that smells. So, Victoria, how have you experienced this? I know you were interested in this big-time recall.
Yeah, it's creeping me out. It's creeping me out a lot. I do occasionally buy bagged salads because I can't be bothered to do all the washing myself.
A lot of people say that.
So I'm at risk.
Yeah, you do. You put yourself at risk by doing it the lazy way. And so this is another reason for people to be going to their local green grocer, maybe. The farmer in the summertime is growing this stuff. You don't find any of these problems ever on the farms, the local farms. You just go and buy your stuff in the farmer's barn after he's out. You go pick it yourself. But this stuff, this is the new way of life in America. E. coli for everyone. Salmonella for everyone. Listeria for everyone. All right, so...
Well, unfortunately, Rick, it was only for it was only for 17 people, so I think it's really, really unfair. We do put
much
trust...
To talk about it?
That only 17 people got it, and you say everybody should have it. Yeah, it's unfair only 17 did so far. But, and one was a three-year-old. But here's the thing. We put too much trust into these stores, and we don't think about what we're actually putting into our bellies.
And to your mouth. Yep, you're right. Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review.
Maybe not.
not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Here we go into the overview of top five technology stories. Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here. Victoria Keelan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen with the top five. I'll give you the number, give you a little bit of a little salt and pepper shaker of info, and Victoria will explain. For example, at number five, Airbnb in the focus. Here's a fabulous company, expanded very quickly, and is suffering growing pains. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
A little bit, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So Airbnb announced this week new guidelines for its experiences program. Now, this is when you go onto the Airbnb site or the app, when you can look at the Airbnb listings themselves, places to stay, and then they have, underneath that, they have local guides and things to do, and then they have an experiences section. And that can be anything from outdoor skydiving, bungee jumping, ice climbing, high-altitude hikes, backcountry skiing, all the things that you can do in and around your Airbnb rental. And so because there have been some injuries and liability essentially is really what's at stake here, so Airbnb says that they're going to be they have a whole new guideline for the experiences program, and it's basically meant to improve safety and the quality of the program, and they say now that all the experiences have to be 100% verified with the company, and they're going to make sure that if you sign up for any of these activities, that everyone has a proof of permit and certification and license and all that stuff. Essentially, they should have done all of this to begin with, but like you said, Doug, it is some growing pains. They just expanded very quickly.
All right. Number four, Samsung's Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 is making news because...
because it's probably the coolest phone I've ever seen, and I am a diehard iPhone fan, but if I were an Android fan, this is the phone that I would get. It's coming out, well, the Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, the movie, is coming out on December 20th, and so Samsung has announced the Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 Plus. Now, the 10 Plus is the larger size of the Galaxy Note 10, and it's basically a tribute to Kylo Ren. They used his character as the inspiration. Goes on sale December 13th. It's a hefty price tag. It's $1,300, but the phone is amazing. It comes with a red lightsaber-style S Pen. It's a black Note 10 Plus. It has a Star Wars First Order emblem on the back, in black with red trim on the buttons and around the camera. It comes in a Kylo Ren-themed box. You also get black Galaxy earbuds that have red inner casings. And it also comes with a Kylo Ren-themed leather phone case. It is really, really cool. It's going to sell out, I'm sure. So Star Wars fans, get on it right away. And it's available for pre-order right now. But it doesn't hit stores until December 13th.
Number three, heading toward number one, Google. Is there a week that goes by? It doesn't seem like we can get through a week, Victoria.
Well, everybody
Google
uses
Apple
Google.
Story.
Yep. Yeah, Google Maps is in the news this week for a pretty cool reason, especially as vacation season kind of kicks up. So Google Maps app, the actual app, has, if you go into the app and you click on the menu in the top left corner, you'll see something that says Your Timeline. This is a feature that people haven't really used yet, but it's getting buzz now because people are discovering how cool it is. Essentially, what it's done is it's tracked every place that you've gone with your cell phone. And so if you've gone on vacation, and even if you popped into a little bookstore in Paris or a restaurant in Italy that you loved, it's all going to be right there. And so you can basically relive your vacation. And now the coolest part is you can share all of that with your friends and family. And that downloads immediately into their Google Maps app. So if they're also going on a vacation and friends say, hey, can you remember that little restaurant that you loved? It's all right there. And then it creates a map. And basically you're creating a tourist guide for your friends and family. It's really a cool feature.
Very cool. Number two, speaking of cool, Hulu.
Well, yeah. Not so cool, because right, the cost of being a cord cutter is getting pricier and pricier. Hulu has now announced the second price hike of this year for its live TV monthly subscriptions. It's going up by $10 on December 18th. So now, if you've got the basic Hulu and the live TV plan, that means you have to sit through ads on the on-demand content. That goes from $45 up to $55 a month. And so if you want the no-ad feature, that's $61 a month. Hulu TV is actually building. It's got 28.5 million customers right now, paid subscribers. 2.7 million have the live TV. And so their biggest competition is Sling TV and DirecTV Now, but Hulu's definitely gaining on the competition.
Number one, this is, I don't know whether this is bad news, seems to continue for that Disney Plus channel.
Yeah, and you know what? This one actually doesn't really involve Disney Plus, because customers are being they have been locked out of their account. And it has nothing to do with Disney Plus. It has everything to do with people not paying attention to warnings like don't use the same password for every online account. And what happened is hackers got your password, and then they applied it to Disney Plus, and they're locking people out of their accounts.
All right, there it is. Top five items from the world of technology that imply that you're interested in this, because I am. I hope everybody is. This is, what is it, 59...
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.